Grand 4ZLK. LK Mobile.
ZLK, KI4LZ, I'm mobile.
How are you today?
Telling you about a couple of days ago, our meeting's tonight, and I have to take care of a little bit of business out here at Pitchens before I go to our meeting.
Good meeting, and you have a good turnout. I can't make it, but it seems like everybody has all their meetings around the first of the month.
I keep up with them all, for sure, even myself, but almost always ours is the first Tuesday, and just like with the Briars, is always, almost always the first Monday. I think that the Anderson Club has theirs on the Thursday or something like that, but you're right, it's not easy to keep up with everybody.
And it's hard to attend all those meetings, especially every month. For years I couldn't go to a meeting because I was still working or just getting off when they had already started. I haven't been to a club meeting. It's probably been 10 years since I've been to the last club meeting.
Same way about the Buyers Club down there. I guess, Ben, I just renewed now. It's been over 20 years now, but I guess the first 5 or 6 years I tried to attend out here and prior to that down there at Briars, but now that I've gotten older and also my diabetes ain't improved any either, and I just paid the dues to help support this repeater here we're on and let it go with that when it comes to the Briars.
I understand. I was doing that. I missed last year. I need to redo that again. Because this is the repeater I use the most, so I feel like I should help support it a little bit.
And Andy is old.
We were just talking, you might say something about our past. KI4LZ, I'm mobile.
That's a long distance past, I'll tell you. Hi, Shane and Andy. We were just loading groceries down here at Aldi's and Greer. Going to go over and get some old dead chicken over at Publix there. Should be waiting on us pretty quick. How you doing, Shane?
This conversation got so old, I think my warranty expired on my radio. Hey, Tom. And Bernice is with you. Hello, too.
Shane.
I've had to come down, like I said. And I ordered, like I said, I credit, and it's true, this group right here, the Buyers Club, how I first found out about amateur radio through this very repeater, so. And I use this one, too, so I help support it, even if I can't do a whole lot else. But this over here, when there's anything going on, I can at least physically, when my blood sugar will allow, I can support this over here because it's closer.
Remember about 15 years. I'm glad you reminded me. It's about that time of year to send our dues in, isn't it, Shane?
I need to do that while I'm thinking about it. I'm headed home. I probably got a 40-minute drive or so. I'm out running errands. Beth's been down for a couple days. I guess it's the flu. She's had a fever and body aches and not gotten out of bed since Sunday night, which is unusual for her. So I ran out and got a few things and gonna go back home, but I'll try to remember to check into those dues when I get home. N4ZLK, go ahead, Andy.
What a ways, like I said, I've got your credit, like I said, between Ray and a lot of other boys. If I hadn't heard them on that old receiver I had back in the late 70s, in here talking. I wouldn't have even found out right away about amateur radio. It's due to them reason I know about it. So I'm going to at least want to support this machine anyway.
Yeah, I feel about it very much so, Andy. I miss Ray. He was an extra, extra fine gentleman. Well, I missed one turn in the parking lot. Maybe I'll try this one. But I got a nice card from Dave Watson. I think it was last year. It showed you membership and all, and your picture was on it. That was pretty neat. I don't know if he's still doing that or not. Is there a spot there on the other side? Oh, well, we'll take this one. It's close enough. But at any rate, it's a good repeater. And I usually, I'm sorry to hear about the wife, Shane. That really stinks. We got our flu shots at end of September, one at Bernice. And I'm glad we did. It might not keep you from getting it. Who knows? It's a toss-up. Depends on the strain every year. But at least you can't get the flu from the flu shot anymore. It's a dead virus, so that's good. And they said we was all up on all of our shots. If it don't cure us, it'll kill us one way or the other.
Hi, Andy.
That's my war department, Andy, Bernice. But, we just arrived here in the parking lot, and I don't know what to give her. I know that Michelex helped me get rid of the stuff in my lungs, but I had to go to urgent care, Shane, and get an antibiotic, some prednisone, and what else, Bernice? There was three things, and I'm glad I did, because that was the worst cold I ever had. But the flu, that's a whole different ballgame. I don't want that. I always get the shot. This is Enduro TR.
Is that LK? Well, I'm glad that took care of it for you there, Tom. Yeah, her fever was down this morning. We're not sure if it broke or not, but it's always better in the morning. The nighttime gets worse. But I was just going to tell you a quick story. I think you're in the parking lot, you and Andy, about Ray. I worked with a guy. When I first started back in 91, I was loading his package car. He was a package car driver. He retired, I don't know, several years ago, but he saw I was a ham radio operator, and he said, my dad was a ham radio operator. He said, do you know a guy named Ray Allison? And I said, I do. So he said, well, tell him. I said, he and my dad, Harry Calloway, were good friends. So next time I talked to Ray, I mentioned Harry Calloway's name, and Ray just kind of chuckled and said, he gave me my first radio. So I think that probably goes back a ways. Go ahead, Andy.
KI4LZ Mobile Friday. Yeah, that goes back in from the way I heard Ray talk back to the late 50s.
But anyway, Tom, are you getting out of the car here?
Brace might run me out. I'm enjoying talking to you guys. Haven't heard anybody on here much. I got to go to the lung doctor tomorrow and do a 2-hour evaluation. I hope I don't find anything. Had to go get an x-ray this morning in my lungs, and then go get a blood draw at another doctor's office. So tomorrow's a 2-hour appointment. I'm not particularly looking forward to it, but I guess it's better to get anything else. We'll see what happens. But I was going to say, Bernice got that quadrivalent. Both of us did last year. And that night, she got 103 fever. And it's not flu, it's just a reaction to her body. You know, farm gal, and she never takes any medication hardly. So, other than blood pressure medicine. But I didn't know what to do exactly. Give her Tylenol. And they always tell you Tylenol. No joy. And finally, I think you suggested it, didn't you? Bernice said, get me 2 aspirins. And boy, that broke that fever. It was 103 point something. And, I mean, she was down. And that broke that fever instantly with the aspirin. And the Tylenol didn't touch it. So there's your tip of the day, Shane. You might try. But, and of course, everybody's different. But the old aspirin worked better than anything. Just 325-grain aspirins, two of them. But at any rate, I've never had a problem with the quadrivalent. So this year, I got the quadrivalent, which is four. And then Bernice got the one with three viruses in it. And we didn't have any problem. But, yeah, we're looking at the Publix food and pharmacy sign here and sitting in the parking lot. It's been a pleasure, guys. And I talked to a guy up north of us today on a handy talkie, a real nice fella. He was a W call and an older fella. But he was getting in pretty good on an HT. He was up in Blue Ridge. Talk to you guys later. Have a great day. Maybe I'll catch you on the way home, Shane. N4ZLK to take it. N0TR. See you later, Andy.
All right, have a good day. And Andy, I'm jumping out, running to a store, check one more store here. And I'll be back in a little bit if you're still around. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, that book's fine. I'm about to hear that first stop that I need to make. Check out for LCI Mobile.